This is MSONewsSports.com. Joining us now, Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School. Tim, you're up in Gloucester on Friday night for the opener. What's it like playing up there?
Well, you got a great crowd up there. They're very enthusiastic. They love Gloucester Fishermen football, and then you get the team to worry about. They're well disciplined, well coached, so it'll be a tough place to play.
What has come together for Classical football since we last talked, maybe about a week ago?
Well, I'm hoping we're in a little more rhythm offensively. I think our defense is always ahead of offense, at least in my experience. So our defense is, getting a little healthier, which is nice. We're not as maybe bumped and bruised as we were maybe a couple days ago. But, I hope that the offense is a little more fluid. Special teams, obviously, are still a work in progress. You don't get to see those too live until, a couple reps here and there. But, you'll see the true live part of it during the game, so we'll see.
The offense. Let's tell me some of the key players on offense that you'll be counting on Friday night.
Sure, we've got returning quarterback Matt Laurie, which we're expecting big things from. He's a great kid. He's working hard, and really has kind of grasped the offense, I think. So we'll be leaning on him a bit. We've got we've got a couple running backs going for us. We've got Danny Maria, who's one of our captains. We've got Marcus Rivera, who's a two-way starter for us, and we've got James Kimber, who's also playing a bunch on defense. So we've got quite a bit of offensive runners. Hopefully they can kind of share the load and be productive. On the edge, we've got both returning starters, Chandler Laguerre at receiver and Jaquiel Brown also at receiver. So we're hoping that we can get some big plays out of them, and if we can do that, it'll be a good powerful threat for us.
What kind of an offense are you running this year, similar as to past years?
Yeah, we're more spread out than we've been in the past. We went to more of that last year, but spread out, running just a few more pass plays than we have in the past. But we still like to run the ball, at least 60% of the time, and just spread people out a little more.
Gloucester has that wing tee offense. How difficult is that to play on the first week of the season, does it really matter?
No, it does. It definitely matters. It's the problem with defending wing tee, especially a well-disciplined and well-coached one like Gloucester has, is that you have to be very disciplined on defense, and you have to read what's going on in front of you, and you have to, they can take drives and make them 14-play drives and drive down the field, and all of a sudden you're exhausted, you've been beat up a little bit, and they're just chipping away at you, and one tiny mistake, you fly upfield or you miss a tackle, and all of a sudden they're going for six, and so you have to be well disciplined, and early in the year it's a lot harder to do that than seasoned into the year, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, anything else about Classical football, anything to share with us, any player notes, injuries, anything like that to fill us in on?
No, we're relatively healthy, which is a good thing. I think we can play fast. I think we've got a pretty fast team. I think we've got an athletic bunch. So if we can execute, especially on offense, I think we can open some eyes a little bit.
All right, Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Lynn Classical head football coach Tim Phelps on MSONewsSports.com.